emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and we'll let you vote on them for another week at 888-787-1310. Well, we have a Hall of Famer who's back and playing again. This guy has given us so many moments here in the last just few years. It's the author of Skart Sculling Boz and other gems like this.
Still, what is a responsible reporter supposed to do with such a hunch? And then he brings up this hypothetical. Let's suppose that pre-Thanksgiving, SI had obtained some kind of smoking gun, pictures of a parking lot tryst, R-rated text messages. I still don't know if that's a story we'd break. Tryst is a... tryst. Not a tryst. It's a tryst. Trust me.
T-R-Y-S-T?
Yeah, it's a tryst. Not a tryst.
Yes, the fine work of Craig Rosengarten.
Also the anus.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
That didn't make it over.
Somehow we can't find that.
You are kidding me.
No.
It's the greatest one of all time.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez. Well, maybe it didn't happen then.
I know. Maybe it didn't. Well, he's back at it again. I think we're going to have to review this several times. This was during a live commercial on the T-Box, and Craig Rosengarten strikes again.
Fox HD2.
You know, we have a new golf tournament.
It's a great one, too. It's our first one of the year, and it's our first one's always one of the, you know, we choreograph.
Sure. We get it.
Yeah, we set it up to be one of the, what's the word? Choreograph? Choreograph. That being a, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, though.
How about organize?
We organize.
There you go.
You got to take.
No, keep going. You're rolling.
You're doing great.
All right, April 1st, it's at Cowboys Golf.
And then he's messing up.
April 1st.
That show's just the head injury show.
From the get-go, neither of them were ready for that live spot.
No.
But when Rick kind of smelled chum in the water, he just laid out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's listen to it again. I think Craig was ready to go and had his thoughts pretty well organized.
Fox HD2.
You know, we have a new golf tournament.
It's a great one, too. It's our first one of the year, and it's our first one's always one of the, you know, we choreograph.
Sure. We get it.
Yeah, we set it up to be one of the, what's the word? Choreograph? Choreograph. That being a, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, though.
How about organize?
We organize.
There you go.
You got to take.
No, keep going. You're rolling.
You're doing great.
All right, April 1st.
Florist. Do they not know they're on the air? I mean, this seems like they have no energy and.
They've been doing that show for a long time. Certainly by now they know they're on the air.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do. But there's Craig.
How did he start off? How did he start off the live spot?
How was it?
I don't know if you
got a so.
Yeah.
How did it start?
Fox HD2.
You know, we have a new golf.
You know,
no, we don't.
You know,
it's a great one too. It's our first one. It's a choreographed sculling boss.
Fly guy.
All right, Craig Rosengarten at it again, up for yet another e-break, and so is Rhines. Mike Reiner is having one heck of a 2012. He's back at it again. There's probably not a worse person up here to try to describe the place we were yesterday, floor and decor. And yes, Ryan's had a really tough time describing what kind of place it was and what they had to offer.
So if you need floor stuff, or probably just about, I don't know, anything for anything, they've got it out here.
Anything for anything.
Yeah.
All right, I need a cheetah.
They can't help you with that.
All right, well then, that's not their tagline.
Anything for anything. But if you need, I don't know, if you need
floors,
alligator clippers or stuff like that, they probably got those.
What?
I don't know.
You're not helping.
Alligator clippers.
What are alligator clippers?
You know those little electric things?
Those are alligator clips.
All right, clips.
The things you use to hold your roach?
Yeah.
I doubt they have that.
All right, so they don't
you're
have...
Not
cheap,
a,
all right.
You're not at the Let's gas pipe.
Let's start over, okay? They don't have alligator clips. They don't have cheetahs.
Other than that,
anything you want, they got.
Good Lord.
Alligator clippers?
I don't know. What?
That was awesome.
You know, Ryan's is having such a great 2012. I suspect performance-enhancing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I think we ought to look into it. We ought to test him.
Okay. Maybe we will test him this week.
Performance-enhancing drugs consumed with alligator clippers.
All right, Corby from the Hard Line is also up for an e-break. Now, again, this is supposed to be a live commercial. Someone paid for this, and unfortunately, Corby was really not ready to go. This is right after Why Today Doesn't Suck, and Corby was more interested in doing a Bee Gees sing-along.
99.5 HD2.
Taking us down, and we all come
Corby.
We belong to you and me.
Ba 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 ba
ba da da ba
ba ba ba ba da ba.
Rutley.
All right, I understand that we were singing the Bee Gees.
Yeah, thanks for paying attention, Corby.
During the last live commercial,
it sounded beautiful though.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about your eyesight. We can focus on the Bee Gees later, I guess.
So that's pretty confusing. You land at the airport, you hear about the station known as The Ticket, and turn it on and hear that. They were into it, though. I think that was Donovan also chiming in there.
So people wonder what goes on during commercial breaks. That kind of stuff.
All right, so there is Craig Rosengarten, Rhines, and Corby. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Duff Tanner's best-selling book.
That would be The Total Man. Probably available at a half-price book.
Buff Tanner?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Eduardo the Moroccan Donkey and Kurt Vonnegut's horny hand. Potato.
Oh, stop it.
Kurt Vonnegut.
I don't know. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'd like to vote for Gordo's automatic wind shot and the teabag.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Dean Cifuentes' dirty underpants. Stay hard, Jackie.
What has this segment become?
A mess.
Jinx.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I was calling to vote. Calling to vote take. What's the word?
All right, we got it.
Rosengarten.
Yeah. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
My name, Radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Die
yes,
a thousand hey. Deaths.
Hey, Muses. I want to vote for Craig Rosengarten, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too.
Where's she been?
I don't know.
Been after I was hoping
weeks.
In the grave.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Vaginal Science, born.
Idiot. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Gordon Swollen Skin Scrunchy.
Okay.
What is that?
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Wear your size in my morning bong.
Corby there. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break? Okay.
Hello.
Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the alligator clippers, please.
Okay, thank you. That's an unusual item. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Vaginal Science born.
Interesting vote.
It is.
We ought to consider that.
It is fascinating.
Get rid of that.
Good Lord.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Para bailar la bamba. Para bailar la bamba. Cobra.
Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, first time listener, long time caller. I will hang up and vote.
Idiot. Aww. Hello, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Corby and George's PLM.
Too slow. You didn't let him finish.
I didn't need to. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Mike Renner and Vangelis / Bornborn.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
This is Scott. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Okay, we all won there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for Mike Reiner's drug paraphernalia. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
May I please speak to Jones, please?
Yes, I'm here.
Jones, Diane Rehm.
Oh my God.
Hello, Diane.
Just vote.
I've never known such pleasure, Jones.
Well, I'm glad I could be of service.
Did you sleep with Diane Rehm?
Today on the show, Norway's sense of nationalism after adopting the euro.
Okay, all right. I think that'd be kind of boring.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal Feismore.
God, such courage.
Is anybody close?
Yes.
Different number.
Ed Rosengarten is hanging on the edge. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the emerging.
Yes, we finally have a winner.
Yay.
Craig Rosengarten has done it again.
5 HD2.
You know, we have a new golf tournament.
It's a great one, too. It's our first one of the year, and it's our first one's always one of the, you know, we choreograph.
Sure. We get it.
Yeah, we set it up to be one of the, what's the word? Choreograph? Choreograph. That being a, I'm sorry, I'm stuck, though.
How about organize?
We organize a
there you go.
You gotta take.
No, keep going. You're rolling.
You're doing great.
All right, April 1st, it's at Cowboys Golf Club.
So you think Rick used a 7-iron or a 5-iron and hit him upside the head before that segment started?
My favorite part of that is almost Rick at the end when he, okay, enough of this. Let's let someone who can speak take over. April 1st.
How many wins is that for Rosengarten?
Fifth win, but all are of the highest quality.
Yeah, he's all about quality when he e-breaks.